It's Tuesday, November 18, and with your news at 8 a.m., I am Leonard Witbeen. Chief Executive of the Cancer Association of Namibia, Rolf Hansen, announced the expansion of palliative care services to the Erongo region with a 10-bed unit in Swakopmund opening on the 23rd of January next year. He adds that the facility is fully constructed and furnished, staff recruitment underway, and the move highlights CAN's dedication to support cancer patients and their families alongside ongoing developments at the Windhoek West facility.
We believe that this marks yet another significant milestone in bringing this essential service, palliative care, and the understanding thereof to our Namibian community. And we look forward to the Erongo Center and then also the Windhoek West Center that will start. Now, the Windhoek West Center will primarily be focused, and this is my goal, my aim, my dream, and my prayer, to support state patients. We really want to build this facility, especially earmarked for our state patients, our financially vulnerable patients, so that we can help them.
Now, Fiku Hamunime of the Bank of Namibia praised South Africa's reduction of its inflation target to 3%, highlighting the positive impact on Namibia within the common monetary area. She noted that pegging the Namibia dollar to the rand ensures alignment of interest rates and key monetary indicators, providing advantages such as price stability, lower transaction costs, and access to deeper financial markets.
While the lowered inflation target holds immense benefits for Namibia, the Bank of Namibia has noted that the relatively high proportion of administrative prices in Namibia's inflation basket may limit the country from fully reaping the benefits of the envisioned lower inflation target set by South Africa. Accordingly, the Bank of Namibia will continue to engage with relevant stakeholders involved in price and wage setting to consider the implication of wages and administered prices on inflation in order to ensure that Namibia's price and monetary stability is promoted effectively.
Built One South Africa says gender-based violence has reached a level that demands urgent national attention. The party supports a planned shutdown this coming weekend, led by Women for Change South Africa, to highlight the issue ahead of the G20 summit at the Nasrec Expo Center in Johannesburg in Gauteng. BOSA Deputy Leader Nobuntu Tlazo-Webster says they will keep fighting for better protection for women and children.
114 women are raped in South Africa every single day, and that's the number we know of. As Built One South Africa, we have called repeatedly for the National Register of Sex Offenders to be made public. But as a society, we need to all stand up. We need men to speak up. We need men to also sponsor.
Tanzania's President Samia Suluhu Hassan on Monday appointed Khamis Musa Omar, the country's ambassador to China, as finance minister following last month's disputed elections, as per Reuters. In her new cabinet, Hassan retained Anthony Mavunde as mining minister and Mahmoud Thabit Kombo as foreign affairs minister, while last week she named former finance minister Mwigulu Nchemba as prime minister. To North America, where the family of the U.S. civil rights leader, Reverend Jesse Jackson, has dismissed reports he is on life support. Jackson is being treated in Chicago for a rare neurodegenerative disorder, with his family saying he remains in stable condition. From Washington, our correspondent is Nick Harper.
His family have said in a statement that he's breathing without the assistance of machines. They've also dismissed some media reports which had said that he was on life support. His condition has reportedly improved slightly in the last day or so, and he's been able to maintain a stable blood pressure. His son, Yusuf, said on Sunday he remains active, continuing his mission of helping others. He shared that Reverend Jackson had called for 2,000 churches to prepare 2,000 baskets of food to prevent malnutrition during the upcoming holiday season.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.